I wanted to ask you, because we've been kicking this around a little bit, and I saw that the Mel Kiper payoff poll has come out, otherwise known as Mel Kiper's draft
mock
2.0. Mm-hmm. Josh Allen, the real deal?
He's got him going
number one to the Browns. That's the quarterback from Wyoming.
Yeah,
I
think he's going to just stay on that hill. He'll die on that hill by himself, I think. I don't know. I mean, why would you go with him over Sam Darnold when Sam Darnold, they're similar sizes, similar mobilities. Josh Allen has an incredible arm. Sam Darnold has a strong arm. Darnold is accurate. Allen is not that accurate. Darnold is a smart, quick processing quarterback. Allen is a slow processing quarterback. It just doesn't make sense.
But if you can, from your knees from the 40-yard line, hit the crossbar, you are going to be the number one pick. Because he did that on a video this week. Because you'll know you'll make that throw at least 10 times a game in an NFL.
Yeah, hopefully, God willing.
Oh, if you play on the Texans, you might. But now, my question is, Baker Mayfield, I brought this up. To me, there's two paths for his career. Right. He's either Johnny Manziel or Drew Brees. Is there somewhere in the middle, or is he one or the other? And which one do you think he'll end up being?
I think he's hard to put it because he's not Drew Brees. And I don't think he's Johnny because he's got some Johnny tendencies as a player. But Johnny was a better athlete in terms of a getaway player and improv player. But Baker Mayfield understands his offense. Like, Johnny had to improv. Baker Mayfield can sit and beat you from the pocket. He's accurate down the field. Like, he's a real quarterback from the pocket. The problem is, well, Baker, he's mastered his offense, but is he going to get to run that Oklahoma-style offense in the pros? Like, how many offenses can he work in? And I don't know what the answer is to that. But I don't think he's Drew Brees. I don't think he's Johnny, but it's hard to find a good comp. Like, my NFL comp was Doug Flutie, which I felt was more respectful to him because he, you know, Flutie was a guy who could move around and do a lot of stuff, but he proved after he finally got a chance that he could do some stuff in the NFL. It took him a long time. He had to go to Canada.
Right.
And Baker's bigger than Doug Flutie. I mean, you know, I had a hard time. I feel like he's kind of Chase Daniel, who plays with the Saints
still
now, he still plays. But, you know, if I said that, then all the people would go bananas on NFL. Like, he didn't even play. It's a size thing.
Is he a top 10 guy? Top 10 draft pick?
He could be. I don't think he. I mean, my grades, I've got him like in the 20s, high 20s.
Okay.
As in terms of my overall grade. And that's
but
fine.
He became the sexy pick because a lot of people, Barry and I had this discussion, most of the year had him down 20s and beyond. But when he got hot and he won the Heisman, people started pushing him
up. And it's a position of need. And there's a lot of teams who need quarterback in the top. In the top six alone, one. Two,
Miami's 11. They might even be
1, 2, 6, and 11 are the.
Yeah.
You know, when I say one, it also means four because Cleveland has both. Two is the Giants. And the Denver Broncos also at number five.
I think. Yeah.
Six is the Jets. 11 is the
Dolphins.
So, I mean, that's a lot of quarterback needs.
They're saying that a lot of teams are salivating because they're okay being 10 and beyond because the quarterbacks are going to have the first run.
See, yeah, you're going to get some good players fall to you. You're going to, if they run on quarterbacks, those quarterbacks are all going to be overdrafted. If that happens, you're going to get some good quarterbacks fall, good players fall. But to me, this is why Kirk Cousins, Washington's going to get a boatload for Kirk Cousins. And I think they're going to hang on to him as long as they can to leverage as many picks as they can. And, you know, they're not going to get like 1 and 4 from Cleveland. That's not going to happen. But the Jets at six, I'd have to.
Because the Jets want him badly and they'll throw whatever money he wants to.
Yeah. I mean, if I were the Jets, I would strongly consider that. If I were the Denver Broncos, I would strongly consider that.
Where are you on Lamar Jackson? Because I know that Bill Polian said he should go to wide receiver. I know that Michael Vick said better.
So you're a guy who, the basketball stuff, sometimes guys don't fit in the perfect. Basketball is the sport that before football figured out the hybrid role. And one of the first times I remember this happening was the 95-96 championships where 94-95 where Ori swung to the four. That was unique at that time, and they started doing it in the playoffs.
He was the stretch four before there were stretch four.
Exactly. And they figured out something. Wow, let's do this. Well, now the NBA, you know, because of the way there's the high screen and roll stuff, ones have to guard threes, threes have to guard ones, twos. You got players who play between a two and a three. And you know, when we were growing up watching basketball early, there were very defined positions. You were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Right.
And it's changed. Well, the NFL is changing, but they're always the slowest to adapt and adopt. And so I look at Lamar Jackson and I say, well, 3 years ago, I would have said, man, I just don't know how he makes it. He's not consistently accurate. Last year, I watched Deshaun Watson with Bill O'Brien, and I see what happens when a head coach can put a quarterback into a system that fits him, and he allows him to be, you know, that sure. player. And that's what I see with Lamar Jackson. Now, the problem is, Deshaun Watson is a phenomenal worker. Like, his football character is off the charts. Always thinking football. Always work. Ball is life for him. And I don't know if that's the truth with Lamar Jackson or not. I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying I don't know him
sure.
that well. But I do know this. He's more explosive than Deshaun Watson. As a deep ball passer and a runner, oh. Deshaun's just more consistent. Just
wow. It is.
Substantially more consistent. And if you look at the explosive plays, if you go look at Russell Wilson's explosive plays, and I mean passing plays, 25-plus, running plays over 15 yards. He's got almost as many total explosive plays as Tom Brady over the last 5 years. He might actually be ahead of him now. And Seattle's had a lot of success. Explosive plays are what Lamar Jackson's going to do, right? Mm-hmm. Give me guys who make explosive. It's just in baseball, it's home runs. In basketball, it's 3-point shots. In football, it is chunk plays.
Yeah.
And he can do that. Now, you got to make sure he doesn't get broken in half, because he's not running for 1,500 yards right. in the NFL.
Everybody, yeah,
you know, and there is a chance he could be a bright, burning star for 3 years and then end up getting beat up and not be the same guy. I mean, that could happen too.
Yeah.